It is, because it almost felt strange last year where they couldn't have it. Then when things started easing a bit this year, they were talking about September. That didn't happen, but luckily that they've been able to get going again now for this day week next Sunday.
And, you know, you were our man down at the launch there on Friday, so was there a sense of excitement down there in New Ross?
There was. It was great to actually see, you know, 8 or 10 cars around and a lot of people that you hadn't seen in the, since the last rally. There was a bit of a buzz around, even just with rally fans and everything like that. It was, you got the feeling that it is actually going to happen. It will be different to previous years, but it's only going to be the third rally back in the country.
Yeah.
So, like all of them, they're gaining a lot of interest.
We got most of the details on the course and that kind of thing on the show last night, so people can listen back to our interview with Pat O'Dowd, who's the COC there. That'll be on the South East Radio website if anybody missed it. But can you just tell us why they've decided on New Ross this year?
Well, I think possibly it could have been the fact that they knew they weren't going to be able to do a hotel headquarters just for COVID reasons. The facility that the McDonagh Group have over in the old Albatross factory, they used it for a rally sprint in June or July, and everything just works there. And it was just to be able to keep everything, the rally headquarters, park, farm, scrutiny, everything all in the one spot. Well, it's what a lot of it is down to what Motorsport Ireland will allow as well. Mm-hmm. And that facility ticked all the boxes. But it's still going to keep, the stages, of course, will be still in the county. The cars will be just going at normal road conditions through New Ross, out and back 3 times. So we'll give the people in New Ross a chance to actually see the cars going across the bridge. And then it'll tie into the ceremonial start on Saturday evening as well, which will be down by the Dunbrody. They're bringing probably the top cars over from the compound over to there to go through the motions of going through the ramp before they go back into Park Farm overnight. And also on Saturday, what they're doing is, and what Wexford has never done before, is a shakedown stage. They will use probably about half or three quarters of one of the stages that they're using on Sunday. The roads will be closed for it, and the cars will be allowed to go through it at race pace, just to get a feeling of, just to, I suppose, to tweak their pace notes to get where
test things out and
where the gravity bits will be, or just to see how the car itself will go. It's one of the things that has been common for probably the last 20 years in a world rally scenario. If you take the two world rallies that we had here in 2007 and 2009, they brought the whole safety standard of and way rallies are run forward so much. Because Wexford actually had quite a few of their officials up there, and they were able to type and say, well, look, this is the way that you can do it. This is the way you can run things better. Probably the Wexford rally will be as professional as any rally that you'll see anywhere run in Europe. The I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
And it is going to be a smaller rally this year.
No, if anything, it's smaller in distance. Smaller in distance in the fact that there's only 6 stages. But because rallying has been off the agenda since March of last year, if they were allowed to run more cars for next week, they could. The drivers on reserve. You have 3 previous winners out next week with 6 wins between the 3 of them. You have local man James Stafford has won it 3 times, Steve Wood twice, and Mark Straker once. You know, they're coming over from the UK to do it. It'll probably be as high a quality field as they've had for years. There's going to be, I think, 9 or 10 or 5 class rally cars. There's going to be an awful lot of old WRC cars, and I think there's something like 14 2.5 litre in the class 14 Mark II Escorts, you know. So it's going to be probably the most competitive rally for years. I haven't fully seen the seeded list, which has only been made out today, so it'll take me the 4 or 5 days to get round to who I think my predictions are, so I'm not going to make them now. But you can't look beyond James Stafford. He won the national section of the Cork 20 rally a couple of weeks ago. Finished the rally and with about 3 of the gears missing. He had everything going up the gears, but nothing coming down, about half of the missing coming down. So if the car's back fully, the gearbox sorted, you can't look beyond him. If it's weather like today, the two-wheel drives actually fare better than the four-wheel drives. The four-wheel drives are great for the wet. They wouldn't have the top speed of the likes of the Darians or the high-powered Escort Mark IIs. It's going to be a lottery, but it'll be an interesting lottery to watch over the weekend.
And just getting back to the distance there, that's what I meant by the smaller course. So does that mean that the likes of James, will they have to tweak how they're going to approach the course this time because they have less chances, I suppose?
I suppose they will, because Wexford was always unique in the fact it was one of the only, I think if not the only, two-day rally that was a non-national event. It was a long slog. Sunday's going to be a sprint. I think that the total stage mileage is about 124 kilometres. You could probably push the car more in the fact that it's only to last the 6 stages. It will be different, and of course then the weather, it'll be the big factor in it. But with it being probably the one day, it'll be easier for people to follow it. It'll definitely be easier on the crews.
And then for Saturday evening, obviously, that's when the big story will kick off. What's going to happen there? And can people go down and actually watch that? Or
yeah, that will be the one thing that will be open to the public, is the ceremony will start at 6:30 on down by the Dunbrody on Saturday evening. Usually, say, in Enniscorthy Mart or wherever they've had the service over the years, you'd always get a lot of spectators that would be coming in to look at the cars being serviced and everything like that. That this year is very strictly controlled. Yeah, it will be the club officials, accredited journalists, and the crews of the cars, and that's it. The previous years where they've had somebody doing a PA system, talking to the drivers that went out, there's none of that happening. So the chance for people to see the cars will be on Saturday evening, unless they're standing on the road outside the Albatross area on Sunday evening as they come back. But the service area will probably be uniquely quiet this year, apart from the roar of the cars. But as I said, the big thing for the fans will be on Saturday evening down at the Dunbrody.
You know, you mentioned James Stafford there. He's got whatever little bit of form you can have after, 2 years out of race, and he did win that big event down in Cork over the summer. So is there any of the other locals that we should be having a look out for?
Well, as I said, I haven't seen the entry list, but I couldn't see the likes of Richard Moore not entering. So Richard had a fantastic rally 2 years ago, made the top 10. There's so many clubmen that if I was to mention one of them, I'd have to leave some of them out. But, there'd been a mad clamber for all the local fellas, down from the head of the field to the back of the field. And Wexford always does well in the class prizes for all the different engine sizes and everything like that. So that will be the thing on Sunday evening to watch out, to see of the local drivers who has actually won their classes. I suppose to a certain extent, local knowledge or whatever you want to call it. And even some of the British drivers coming over will use Wexford-based navigators. Mm-hmm. Hard to tell, and as I said, if I was to mention one, I'd have to mention the lot, and I would say Richard Moore will be one not to look beyond.
To keep an eye out for,
James Stafford will probably be the leading two local crews in it.
That's what we're looking for anyway. And as you mentioned, the navigators there, I know the Motor Club actually posted on their Facebook on Friday night that they were still looking for a couple there. So I've never done it. Have you ever done anything like that?
I did. My first involvement in the rally will be, let's see, am I going to show my age now, 39 years ago next year?
Right,
or 39 years ago last month, I should say. It was somebody asked me at the time, what's it like? And I said, I'm stuck with my head down in a book, knowing where I'm going but not looking. And the driver is looking at the road.
Not knowing where he's going.
Yeah, yeah. So there is an art form to it. Everything's changed even so much in that 39 years. We weren't allowed pace notes back then. You had to do it just purely off a tulip diagram in the... local knowledge sometimes helps. There was one particular... was it probably about 82 or 83. There was one little short stage that they put in around Timon, which was only about 2 miles, and it happened to be that Pat Dunn, the fellow I was co-driving with, the two of us were driving that road 4 times a week delivering milk. We knew every little twitch and turn in it, and it ended up for a car that was way down the back of the field, we put in 6 fastest stage time on it, just purely out of knowledge. Local knowledge can be great. It can mean a difference for a visiting driver. It might be in class prizes, or maybe at the top of the field, it might be an overall into the podium places or whatever. So the drivers get the glory, but the co-drivers are the ones
just that important.
They're just as important.
And listen, it's a fantastic opportunity for anybody. If you don't want to just stand on the sidelines, if you want to get involved, if you think you have a bit of that local knowledge, you can get in touch with the Wexford Motor Club on their Facebook page as well.
Presumably that you have your relevant competition licence and everything like that, of course. And even, I presume they'll be looking for co-drivers from outside the county that would have done Wexford so well, whatever. But as I said, there's going to be a full field of 140 cars going out on next week. So,
and you'll be our man there on the day, keeping us updated throughout the day, and we'll get a full roundup then on the Sports Hour from 6:00 next Sunday evening. So listen, John, I can feel your excitement. Listen, enjoy it anyway, and hopefully it'll be a great day.
Hopefully it will be, because I've just run a county cross-country race this morning, and within literally 2 minutes of the finish of that, I've had journalists ringing me. So I'm having to change from athletics mode to rally mode now for the next week or so. So it'll be just good to be back.
Yeah.
I haven't missed out on it last year, because we're one of the stations that have actually covered continuously rallying since its inception. It's 1990 was the first year I did it for the station. We haven't missed one since, so.